Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It's 6:47. I'm Howard Feldman. A very good morning to you. We've had lots of discussions around Bob Villain. His call, Death to the IDF, his chant that took a place over the weekend. Well, the good thing is that he has lost a tremendous, I mean, he's lost his agent, he lost his US visa. I see that there's a show in Berlin, a show in France, a show in, I don't know, somewhere in the UK. Everything's being cancelled. So it's great because, as I said yesterday, maybe he'll do mall openings and bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs if he can maybe tone himself down a little bit. Either way, he's one issue. The other, which is probably more significant, is the treatment by the BBC. The fact that they continued to allow this to be broadcast. Well, what happens now? And how did BBC get to this situation? Simon Ploska is the editorial director of Honest Reporting. We haven't spoken for a while, Simon. I hope that you are well.
I am well. Thank you very much, Howard. I'm sure, as you are well aware, it's been a busy couple of weeks here.
Really? Can't imagine why.
Not in a particularly good way.
Yeah. Well, that's it. You know, the more the world, the more media misbehaves, the busier you guys are. So let's talk about the BBC, because it is unacceptable that this was allowed to be broadcast, but we can't be surprised, surely.
Yeah, well, I think we need to give a little bit more extra context here, because
sure.
The BBC was broadcasting the Glastonbury Festival live, and it had already made a decision not to broadcast live a group called Kneecap. Now, this is a Northern Irish group that they've already been charged with support for a prescribed terrorist organisation in the UK,
right.
Because they were waving a Hezbollah flag at one of their concerts. They have a history of inflammatory language and very nasty comments about Israel. So the BBC had already taken that decision not to broadcast them. Now, Bob Villain was the actor that was on the same stage before Kneecap. And had the BBC done its due diligence, they would have also realised that Bob Villain also had a history of inflammatory comments about Israel. And in fact, I think just in the last 24 hours, some footage has turned up of the group, the rapper, saying death to the IDF. This guy has already argued that he didn't mean actual people, he just meant the institution. But he actually said in this particular video, he said, death to all of them. Well, that means kind of human beings. So that argument goes out the window. But the fact is that the BBC already knew that there was a possibility of something bad happening. The crowd was full of Palestinian flags. There was already an environment that was conducive to this sort of thing happening. But they went ahead and they broadcast it. And unfortunately, there were about, apparently, 400 to 500 BBC employees working at Glastonbury at that particular moment. And even the Director General, Tim Davey, was there. So even after a couple of seconds of inflammatory language, someone should have made a decision to kill the switch, turn it off. But they didn't. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, the chant, death to the IDF. Well, even before that, Bob Villain had come out and started ranting about his former record boss for being a Zionist. So even at that point, you know, the writing was on the wall. Someone should have made a decision.
What I find interesting is the chant, death to the IDF. That indicates to me that it's premeditated, that he deliberately tried to do it in a way that he could get away with it, because it's not a chant that we've heard. This is relatively new in terms of death to the IDF or the IDF as a focus in this way. That to me suggests quite a determined plan to behave in this way. What do you think?
No, absolutely. I mean, as I said, I think he's done it already at a different concert. And you're right, we haven't heard this before, but quite frankly, calling for the death of anyone is completely unacceptable. And, you know, even if even if we were at a concert where, you know, people were talking about, I don't know, death to ISIS, we haven't even heard that sort of thing before. You know, we don't hear chants about death to, you know, individual terrorists. It really is quite shocking that this has happened.
Does the fact that the BBC is a public broadcaster funded by the taxpayer make a significant difference to how this is treated? In other words, if this was Sky or one of the other media outlets, would it be different?
I think it would have been unacceptable on any of the other networks as well, but you're right. The BBC is the UK's national broadcaster. It has a reach far beyond Britain as well. And of course, it's paid for by the taxpayers, British citizens, and that includes Jews. Now, why on earth a UK Jew should be subjected to that and actually have to pay for it? I mean, my parents, bless them, they were actually stuck here in Israel during the Iran war. They were visiting from London. They managed to get out. But, you know, I got a message from my dad just after this had happened at Glastonbury. And he said, you know what? I felt safer in Israel.
With the ballistic missiles raining down. It's actually incredible. What can be done about this? There's obviously we've seen a reaction. We've seen it all the way up to the top levels of the UK political echelons. But is that just appeasement, or will something actually happen now?
Well, it's a good question. I think the one positive thing to come out of this, if there is anything, is the actual reaction, because we've had, you know, the British government have condemned what went on all the way up to the Prime Minister. The BBC is under a serious amount of pressure. And there's been a general amount of disgust from the general public. And that really is important, because if this had been deemed to be acceptable behaviour, I think then really you should say that the writing's on the wall for the Jewish community in the UK. Because, you know, who is going to feel safe in an atmosphere where people are chanting death effectively to the Israelis, who are making sure that the Jewish state is kept safe? We've yet to see what's going to happen on the level of will heads roll at the BBC. I sincerely doubt it. The Director General will probably take a lot of heat. He is already. Will he resign? You know, I doubt it. But the BBC has been given a good kicking, and that's a good thing.
Is their apology a sincere one?
Well, a lot of people have said it wasn't really an apology at all. The BBC have effectively just said, we shouldn't have done this. We shouldn't have...
It was more of an acknowledgement.
You know, in retrospect, yeah, it's an acknowledgement, not a heartfelt apology.
Right. You've done a tremendous amount of work, the BBC being one of your main focuses, in fact, since October the 7th. The information that you at Honest Reporting have been gathering over this period, is it possible to utilize, or whoever's taking on the BBC from within the UK, will they be able to utilize the information that you have to show that this isn't just a once-off random event that slipped through the cracks?
Absolutely. I mean, this is really cumulative. And in fact, this is very good timing, because today we will be publishing a review of sort of, the best of the worst of the BBC, if you will. My colleague has been working on it. And in fact, he said to me yesterday about right at the end of the day, I'm really, really sorry, Simon, because this piece is like over 3,000 words, because I didn't know where to stop. There was so much stuff about the BBC that you're going to have to edit it down, because it is huge. There is a lot of stuff there. And we're just talking going back since, over the last sort of year or two.
Right. If you could share that with us when that's ready, then I can share that with listeners as well, so that they can have access to it. Tell me about Sky news, because I have been, and I'm certainly no expert and I'm not plotting it, charting it, but I am watching Sky News slip away from credibility every single day. What is going on there?
So what seems to have happened is, up until a couple of years ago, Sky was owned by Rupert Murdoch's stable, which was generally favorable towards Israel. It was bought out. I think Comcast in the US owns Sky News in the UK, and we've seen a real slide there. The bias is just horrendous, and anyone who watches it will see it. Unfortunately, it's a real shame, because it should not be confused with Sky News in Australia, which is very pro-Israel.
Yeah. And in fact, we, you know, certainly I'm not looking for anything to be pro-Israel, anti-Israel, pro. We just want the news. We just want the facts. The problem is that when you lose your credibility, then we don't know what the facts are.
Absolutely. And if you look at the Twitter feeds of some of these Sky News journalists, they're horrendous.
Absolutely.
And you can see that these are people who are not reporting on things in an objective fashion.
Right. So you certainly have your work cut out for you. Simon Ploska is the editorial director of Honest Reporting. We've been chatting to him about the BBC and the Bob Villain situation. Simon, thank you as always for chatting to us. As just a reminder, please send us that article when that is published so that we can share it. I'd love your thoughts, your reaction. 061-895-1019. We are about to go 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Thank you for joining us. Good morning.